It's a really big area, and we're opening a can of worms here, but it needs to be opened, and we need to get a lot of this out and air people's views. A lot of experts are saying that these concussion protocols are irrelevant. You know, once somebody is knocked out, you have to protect them, you have to look after them, and you have to manage them. I've been involved with teams recently where players, after consecutive concussions, have had to retire from the game. You know, it's that serious, and that's the short-term effects. We know now that there are longer term effects as well, and there's a big lawsuit or big lawsuits going on in American football, which are frightening, quite frankly. So, first and foremost, we have to have real clarity around what we are expected to do when a player is concussed. And this needs to come from the international game. It's not something that we can do in isolation in Wales. The fact is that it's been highlighted in a match that Wales played in. But for the safety of the game and the good of the game, you know, it really needs to be dealt with properly and clear guidelines issued and followed very strictly, because player welfare is absolutely paramount, and we know there is a potential problem here. And I think the bigger picture is that we need some real proper guidelines that we all follow, we all understand, and are really policed very well.